Kamala Harris mentions China zero times while blaming Trump for the coronavirus. By Christina Wong on August 13, 2020. Vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, in her first speech as Joe Biden's running mate, mentioned China zero times while bashing President Trump for the coronavirus's toll in the United States. The coronavirus originated in Wuhan, China, in late 2019, and spread to the rest of the world, sickening more than 20 million and killing nearly 750,000, according to World Health Organization statistics. The coronavirus pandemic's toll on the global economy was expected to be the worst since the Great Depression of the 1930s, according to the International Monetary Fund. However, Harris in her speech solely blamed Trump for the coronavirus's impacts in the U.S. The president's mismanagement of the pandemic has plunged us into the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, she claimed. She added, "Just look where they've gotten us, more than 16 million out of work. Millions of kids who cannot go back to school, a crisis of poverty, of homelessness afflicting Black, Brown, and Indigenous people the most, a crisis of hunger afflicting one in five mothers, who have children that are hungry, and tragically, more than 165,000 lives that have been cut short, many with loved ones who never got the chance to say goodbye." She never mentioned any Democrat politician, such as New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who directed nursing homes to take coronavirus patients, contributing to the catastrophic spread of the virus among the elderly in New York. She also did not mention any other New York officials who downplayed the risk of coronavirus and encouraged New Yorkers to go out and continue with their lives early in the pandemic, or House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, who encouraged San Franciscans to come out and visit Chinatown during that time. Harris also erroneously claimed that the virus has hit America worse than any other advanced nation. She said, "It's because of Trump's failure to take it seriously from the start, his refusal to get testing up and running, his flip-flopping on social distancing and wearing masks, his delusional belief that he knows better than the experts. All of that is reason, and the reason that an American dies of COVID-19 every 80 seconds. It's why countless businesses have had to shut their doors for good. It's why there is complete chaos over when and how to reopen our schools. Mothers and fathers are confused and uncertain and angry about child care and the safety of their kids at school, whether they'll be in danger if they go or fall behind if they don't. Trump is also the reason millions of Americans are now unemployed. He inherited the longest economic expansion in history from Barack Obama and Joe Biden." However, as Breitbart News's Edwin Moore recently reported, there are several other advanced nations, including the United Kingdom, Belgium, Spain, Italy, and Sweden, with a higher death rate per 100,000 residents than the U.S. Worldometer data showed that the United States had done more testing than any other developed country globally, which has increased the case tally through the detection of more infections. America also leads the world in total recoveries, Moore reported. He also reported that the U.S. economy, particularly the gravity-defying U.S. stock market, appears to be weathering the virus's impact better than at least some of the other developed countries. Harris did not mention the impact of protests across the country and what impact that may have had on the spread of coronavirus cases in the U.S. While her Republican counterparts have introduced multiple bills to hold China accountable for the virus, Harris has not sponsored or co-sponsored any bill to do so. The U.S. intelligence community recently assessed that China wants former Vice President Joe Biden to win the 2020 presidential election. China state media also recently praised Harris's pick as Biden's running mate. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.